This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. has been in contact with Israel about a strike on a school in Gaza, according to State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller, adding that Washington expects Israel to be fully transparent in making information about the strike public.
That they're going to release more information about this strike, including the names of those who died in it. We expect them to be fully transparent in making that information public.
Israel hit a Gaza school on Thursday with what it described as a targeted airstrike on up to 30 Hamas fighters inside. And a Hamas official said 40 people were killed, including women and children sheltering at the UN site. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on Spain's application to join South Africa's case at the top of the UN court accusing Israel of genocide.
Spain's foreign minister has announced that Spain will ask a United Nations court for permission to join South Africa's case accusing Israel of genocide in Gaza. España. Speaking in Madrid, Foreign Minister José Manuel Álvarez made the declaration after what he said was weeks of consideration. Spain is the first European country to take this step after South Africa filed its case with the International Court of Justice in late 2023. It alleged that Israel was breaching the Genocide Convention in its military assault that has laid waste to large swaths of Gaza. Mexico, Colombia, Nicaragua, Libya, and the Palestinians have already requested to join the case. I'm Karen Shamas.
At least 9 Yemeni employees of the United Nations agencies have been detained by Yemen's Houthi rebels under unclear circumstances. That's according to a regional official who spoke to the Associated Press. A human rights group said people working for aid groups also likely have been detained. The detentions come as the Houthis have been targeting shipping throughout the Red Sea corridor over the Israel-Hamas war. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is due to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Paris as Kyiv's army endures its hardest days of fighting since the early weeks of the war, with Russia preparing for what officials say could be a tough summer ahead. The United States is by far Kyiv's biggest supplier of wartime support, and Ukraine is trying to fend off an intense Russian offensive in eastern areas of the country. The shooting attack against Slovakia's populist prime minister last month has heightened divisions in Central Europe, a region that's become especially polarized in the wake of Russia's large-scale invasion of Ukraine. John Spear narrates this story from Europe reporter Ricardo Marquina.
One report by the Slovak think tank GlobalSec suggests that war fatigue is to blame for decreased sympathy for the Ukrainian cause in these countries.
What has sort of been happening since 2022 is that some of the initial support is fading, but it was a very high level of support, so that's expected in some countries. For instance, in Poland, compared to 2022, less people see Ukraine's future in the EU, NATO, or both.
With support for the Ukrainian cause declining in Central Europe, Russian propaganda, observers say, is focused on undermining support for the European Union among societies in places like Romania, Slovakia, and Hungary. For Ricardo Marquina, this is John Spear, VOA News.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on observances of the 80th anniversary of the Allied invasion against Nazi forces in France.
International leaders, including President Joe Biden, joined a few surviving veterans to mark the 80th anniversary of World War II's Allied invasion against Nazi forces. On June 6, 1944, Allied aircraft bombed German coastal defenses in France, and troops poured ashore on 5 codename beaches. The sound of reenactors 30 at Utah Beach tracing the perilous and bloody paths ashore.
Emotional and exhilarating because of the fact that the history literally happened here.
Jason Maliari traveled to Normandy from California. Nearly 160,000 Allied troops landed in Normandy on D-Day. History's biggest amphibious assault resulted in thousands of casualties. I'm Norman Hall.
The United Nations humanitarian chief says leaders in many conflicts are more interested in power and political rivalries than in listening to the needs of their people, improving their lives, and ending the fighting. In an interview with the Associated Press, Martin Griffiths said humanitarian workers in conflict-torn countries see the consequences of this failure every day when they often put their lives on the line to help millions of people who are hungry, displaced, and caught in violence. I'm Tommy McNeil.